Hi, this is Dave Johnson, the Frank Dolson Director of the Penn Relays, and you're listening to the Penn Relays Podcast. To gear up for the historic 125th running of the Penn Relays, we're talking to Wisconsin Director of Track and Field, Mick Byrne. Good morning, Mick. Dave Johnson here.
Good morning, Dave. How
are you? We're doing well here, and the weather's holding, I hope, through at least through Saturday, but we'll see. It's, you know, it's weather. It does what it wants. But, hey, I want to thank you for coming on today. You know, obviously, Wisconsin, people are thinking of great distance running in recent years, and this year, I guess, no exception. You have the reigning NCAA Outdoor 1500 meter champ and the reigning cross country champion. How are you going to load up your distance relays on the men's side?
Yeah, that's a good question. We got together yesterday, and we have some big plans in a few years, and kids are real excited about it. My days biking that I own, it's something that close to my heart, and we always went and look forward to it. Went, I've competed hard there. The guys always got excited about it, and it's something new. Our kids here in Wisconsin, none of the kids that are gone this weekend have been there before. It's a big deal for them, and right now on the scene, it's kind of a lot of joking going on, like who's on the wrong ball bag, and particularly on the DMR, we could go either way. The sex game that ran 9:26 indoors at Notre Dame, we ran Morgan McDonald on the 1200 leg, he ran 2:52 in Ollie on the anchor. So I'm kind of leaving it up to those guys. But there's great joking about it in the locker room. Our anchors either be Ollie or Morgan. I don't think there's any difference between the two of them. Morgan's run 355 miles outdoors, and Ollie obviously just run 5 indoors 354. Mm-hmm. So it's a toss up. Both of them can run a good 1200 leg. So we'll talk a little more about it tomorrow and kind of look at. The other teams lineup that kind of we're familiar with Indiana, obviously the Big Ten, and obviously in Notre Dame we break down indoors, so we kind of know the lineup of the big guns that are going to be in that race. Sure, the numbers are unknown to us, but this is their home meet. This is the meet they get excited about, so we're looking forward to the big hours, especially. I think the DMR is really solid, and it's going to be great race.
Yeah, and of course, Oliver Hoare just ran a terrific 1500 last week. So he looks like he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's definitely ready to go. I don't know if you saw the track and field article that just came out. Obviously, he ran a PR. Race was set up real well. The kids from Rogers from Texas took the early pace, and to be honest with you, I think Ollie was a little disappointed. It wasn't a little bit faster. He wanted to go 1252. So, he took the lead after that. So, the back of his mind, he's looking at world championships down the road and getting a qualifier for that. So, in saying that, he's in great shape. Kind of has a little bit of tension in him after indoors. He was off definitely at the MG2A indoor meet, but great athlete, bounced back from five rows and put that behind us. And on the golf ball, he's in great shape. Martin McDonald's in great shape, it's going to be a very good race. And Indiana, because we know them, we see them all the time. They've got a stable of guys running right now in the middle of this. So that's going to be a great race also with those guys. We know them very well. Great eight on the meter leg, great anchor on the mile. Going to come out and they'll fill in some feeder legs with really exceptional runners. So I'll be looking forward to it. I can tell you that, and so is Morgan and our other two guys.
And then over on the women's side, you're awfully strong there as well. And I guess Alicia Monson would anchor maybe both the 4x15 and the DMR. She was the revelation of the indoor season this year.
Well, I hate to break this to you. Unfortunately, Alicia will not be gone. She has a little foot issue, so kind of taking a little bit of the wind out of her sail on that, so the anchor is probably going to be Elizabeth Hickman or Amy Davis. So, yeah, we were looking forward to. We felt that Alicia in there, we were definitely a top three contender. But we still have a great representation. Like we've got good substitutes, but obviously Alicia's in the same category as Morgan. And Ollie, and unfortunately, we have to go this weekend without her. I mean, there's still a lot of races to go this year. We need to protect her. She's missed training for about 5 or 6 days now. We don't want to take a chance on losing her for the whole season.
Indeed. And I think the calendar is really working against everyone this year, as it did last year, with only 4 weekends in May and 4 weekends in April. It's compressed.
Certainly the calendar, and next week we do one more week in classes and then Chip finals, and we're in finals the week of Big Ten Championship. So it gets a little hectic for the kids the next 2 weeks after we get back from Penn, and we've done quite a bit of travel over the last month. So it's just the way it is. I mean, you time it out at the beginning of the year, you look at it, and kind of, but all of a sudden, when you're living it, it's here now, and it is a little hectic, and we have to be conscious of the fact that, kids come back and start getting ready for finals, so, and then, then conference meet. So, it's crazy, but the kids are used to it. It's kind of it's what we do, isn't it? It's year in, year out. So,
yeah. Let's switch over to something else. I just saw that Jonathan Taylor is going to be running on your 4x1, and of course he's a New Jersey high school kid. He was a state champion in the 100 from Salem High School in New Jersey, and I guess he's going after your career rushing record in football next year, which I guess was held by Ron Dane, who was a Penn Relays champion in the shot put back when he was in high school at Overbrook Regional back in 96. Is that a major pickup for you to have a sprinter of that quality out there?
Well, if you judge it by the number of phone calls we're getting, I'd say yes. As you say, he's a New Jersey state champion. He's competed at the Penn Relay a couple of times. We've been trying to get him, out to run track for a number of years now, and finally he's out. And I think he's a different athlete today than he was 2 years ago as a high school state champion. But in saying that, I'm going to take a couple of weeks. This is his first race. He's only actually started practice about a week ago. So, he's over the moon about this opportunity. He's very excited about going back to Penn. His family is coming down to see him compete. And, I'm sure it'll be a big highlight on our 4x1. And all eyes will be on him because, who he is. Yeah, he's going for, as you say, Ron Dane's record, and maybe a possibility of certainly on the Heisman watch. So, You know, great football career so far, and we're excited about that. You know, it's a kid, we haven't got a lot of footballers over the years, and hopefully he doesn't think, hopefully he thinks all well, and we can get some more football players down. So that's kind of the goal.
Well, Mick, I want to thank you for coming on. Don't want to add any pressure to anything, but it's been 20 years since Wisconsin most recently won a Championship of America here. That was in the women's 4x1500 back with, I think, Janelle Deathridge anchoring that team. And the men have one title here with an Olympian on that team, Arlie Shart. That goes back to 1916, though, so go Badgers.
Well, that needs to change real quickly here. That needs to change. So, on a personal note, I'm really excited about going to Philadelphia with this group. It's always fun for college fans. Kids get really pumped up about a trip or doing something new, and kind of we're all about that. Like, if you look at our cross country schedule, there's our schedule, after our schedule, we always try to throw some new stuff in there. It's, really excited. Hopefully the weather holds, but hey, it's right now 50 degrees here, so it doesn't matter, you know. We're used to running in all conditions. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great weekend. Can't wait to see the crowd. Can't wait to hear the USA champ and Jamaican champ, and it's going to be a great experience for our kids. So, we'll see you in a couple of days.
Terrific, Mick. Thanks very much.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.